Well, good morning, everyone. It's really my privilege to introduce my good friend and colleague, Francine. We are so lucky to have her with us today. I've been thinking that just before the pandemic, Francine was invited to present at an international conference in Northern Europe. And, you know, here she is with us today. So exciting. Francine has the values of service and connection throughout her life. And maybe initially in the Francophone community and working on the governance side of things. And she's been certified in really, I'm going to call it collaborative governance as a consultant, and does lots of work in that area, as she did in the Francophone community earlier. Now it's a bilingual thing for her, which is a wonderful skill. And then in the early 2000s, when her son came out, Jeremy was an inspiration for Francine, as my daughter has been for me. And she began to do different kinds of work. So she's a certified first aid person in mental health, and has really expanded her work in community facilitation, and later becoming a PFLAG volunteer. And for the last 5 years, we've been working together in that area. So she comes to us this morning with a really wide range of skills in facilitation, as well as her knowledge about the 2S LGBTQIA community. I'm really excited to hear her talk more about inclusion, because as someone said on a Zoom webinar a couple of weeks ago, we all use that word rather loosely, and we don't really think about what actions it takes to be inclusive. So Francine, welcome very warmly to our Unitarian community this morning.
Thank you, Jane. It's a real honor to be with you all. And I want to say thank you for being here, for showing up. And a few of my friends are here to support me. So thank you, David, Christine, Sarah, and others. Yeah. Yeah, it's always a privilege. And, you know, inclusion definitely is on the table. It is a subject that we all want to know more about. So basically, how to create an inclusive environment. And with PFLAG Canada, our experience has been, growing over the years. And that's what I want to share with you, the perspective of PFLAG Canada. And for that, you will, there's two parts to this presentation. So, we're going to talk about, the concepts. The first piece, I'm going to show you what PFLAG Canada is about, and then go into an open discussion. I just want to mention, you know, I was, after talking to Jane, we were talking about the whole concept of inclusion. Where does inclusion fit? And, you know, I was reflecting on that, and I did a bit more research. I'm a very curious person. And I found something that really resonated with me. You know, we talk about diversity on one hand, belonging on the other. And inclusion is somewhere in the middle, because, you know, diversity we can measure. That's very objective. I mean, we can have stats. We can measure how diverse our community, our workplace, or our environment is. And belonging, well, that's very subjective. That sense of belonging is really something felt by the person themselves. But in between that, inclusion. So inclusion kind of sits, it's interrelated, but it kind of sits, is it subjective? Is it objective? It depends. That's my favorite answer to all questions. It depends. So let's look at the Unitarian Fellowship of Regina, which, you know, I'm so happy that you invited me, because you've been involved in inclusion for quite a while. Like in 2014, there you are walking in a parade and it's raining. Parades are usually call for rain anyway, but, you know, this is an action. This is an example of what inclusion can be about. You know, walking in a parade, showing up, being visible, showing in a concrete way a support to a cause. In this instance, the 2S LGBTQIA community is very real. And that can create pockets of understanding and acceptance. And I say pockets because it's all those different actions, those different pockets that can, you know, create a ripple effect, throughout a whole community. So maybe some of you recognize yourself in there. You, probably grew up a little bit since then, huh? 2014. So what I want to do with you, very briefly is show you and describe to you what PFLAG Canada is about, what our work is. And then, from there, how can we be more inclusive? And that will be that open discussion. And thank you, Wayne, for reminding us that those of us that don't want to, be recorded, we can be a period afterwards too. That's all good. Okay. So I'm going to stop sharing that piece and show you, the website. Okay. There we go. Just give me a moment to get to the spot there. All right. This, we're very proud to say, this is actually where it's like doing a launch, a formal launch, although we sent out, the announcement on Facebook and all our social medias, but, we're very proud to say that our website has been, improved and we hope clearer, but always open to feedback, of course. The exciting part is that en français, it is bilingual. So we're very happy to about that. So, briefly, you see it's a typical at the top here. You've got home and the about, who we are, what we do, questions, our history, the whole help section, whether you need help right now, you need to find housing or you're just thinking about, you know, what would be the best place to get help. These are all, described here. Our resource page is, you know, keeps growing, but very interesting because again, this is where we're hoping that, individuals, organizations, you know, school, educators can come in and get more information, you know, terms on gender, sexual identity, two-spirit peace, inclusive. I'll come back to that. Our books, we have a book, list of recommended books in our history. And all our contact information is here. And of course, donate, because we are, just basically live on donations, from people who support us. So, I want to show you the about page. Okay. Who, what is PFLAG? Who we are? Okay. I think it's turning. I'm hoping it's going to show up for you properly. There we go. So, qui nous sommes? We're really a feet on the ground type of organization, and we work basically to as a support to advocate and supporting allies for the 2S LGBTQIA community. We're made up of parents and different folks, not only parents. And just a little parentheses, PFLAG. At its onset, when, you know, it was created, by an American mother who had lost her son to, who was terribly was murdered. He was gay. And, she started the movement and it was called Parents and Friends of, Parents, Friends of, for, Lesbians and Gay of Canada. or America at the time. But now we like to say PFLAG is just a name on its own because we're much more than parents and friends. We're we want to be inclusive. So, that's one way of practicing being inclusive. So, there is an organization that we're connected to. We're one of many chapters throughout the country, and we're connected to PFLAG Canada, of course. And so that tells you a little bit about who we are, what we're about. I'm really interested in showing you the terms here. It's always, when it comes to terminology, there's always a lot of question, and we want to respect people where they're at and how they see themselves. So of course, one way to be inclusive is to don't make assumptions, to ask someone, when the conversation goes that way, how do you identify yourself, or be sensitive and listen to how the person presents themselves. So, in the 2SLGBTQIA acronym, it's a spectrum. We include, of course, the Two-Spirit Indigenous people, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer questioning, intersex, or the asexual, and the plus. And I didn't make that up. You see this all over the country. We do use the plus to really emphasize that, that it's more than. So the spectrum of our identities is really wide and really fascinating, as a human being. We're certainly not boring. And of course, en français, our bilingual piece shows up, as you can see here. And we've Jane and myself and Wendy Hardman, who is another member of our core PFLAG, have worked really hard to try to find very, appropriate resources for people to use. So again, if you know of any, we'd be happy to include them in here. So now I want to quickly go to the inclusive page, because that's what we're going to talk about in a moment. What is this inclusive? I sort of mentioned it earlier about inclusive. It's about language. It's about, not judging, of course, not judging the person, how they present themselves and how they are. Of course, the worst thing is trying to conform people to what we think is the proper way to be. So inclusive means really having that sense of acceptance and openness to, everyone around you. So, is she here? We say accurate language and pronouns are a sign of acceptance and understanding. You'll notice in my, and I try to do this all the time when I'm in a Zoom meeting, and that kind of raises eyebrows in some corporate settings, but she, her, and then I put elle en français, just to show, inviting others if to let me know how they want to be addressed. So they don't have to guess about me. This is what I use. So it's really an invitation and giving the other person that space to share how they want to be addressed. So we have a lot of information here and some good solid tips on how inclusive language can make such a difference. So, and briefly, as far as we are as PFLAG, we are present. We support, of course, individuals that will send us an email or give us a phone call, and then we listen to them and again with openness and to be as inclusive and as welcoming as possible. We do this on an individual basis. And we also are present in schools, at the university, you know, attending community fairs. Of course, pandemic, pro-pandemic, we were a lot more busy, and now things are being done virtually. And I want to mention that all the in the high schools here in Regina, especially the gay straight alliances that are active, we are there to support them. And by support, I mean we can go and make presentations. We can buy them pizza if that's what they need, you know, as they meet. Support can take a lot of different ways. I'm going to stop there. And, you know, Jane, I'm going to put you on the spot. Did I miss anything? What can we add to what PFLAG is all about? And you're muted right now.
I think one of the things, still mute, no, I'm not still.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
One of the things I didn't hear you talk about is, our work with the school counselors at the elementary level, and presentations to teachers to help them figure out how they can change their school environment. Could you help us with that?
Mm-hmm. It's always a matter of just having the information, and sometimes people can count on us to come prepared with information, with ideas, and basically just supporting them on their journey. We know that, you know, teachers are very busy, and they're always, you know, the ones that I know are overworked, and just to have that. They know that they can count on us to provide them with whatever they need to really help the students, those young people, you know, that are just evolving. They're just trying to figure out who they are and to create that inclusiveness within the classroom. It's very important to even start at that stage, isn't it, Jane?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I find sometimes the teachers are really open, but they're not really sure what to do. And when I talk with them about doing a special walk through their school to look through the eyes of a child who feels different, what will they see? And just reminding people to look for a multicultural representation in the posters around the school, to look for something beyond a nuclear family, you know, so that you see that in your environment and you see that mm-hmm. real normal thing. And Two-Spirit also, you know, there's wonderful posters now that are available. So, you know, mentally when I'm talking with them, we just do a walk through the school to say, what do you see? You know, is it pretty white? is it really nuclear families? You know, what's there? Books in the library are so important too. Sometimes those are not very inclusive either. And the librarians get big eyes when they think, oh, you know, yes, you know, they know about some of the other books that are available, but they just haven't thought to include them in their own local collection. Mm-hmm. So some of those kind of things are,
yes.
I enjoy that. I find it really fun to see, to interact with them, and see their brains working, you know, what else could I do? Yeah.
And what's encouraging, if I can just add, is that the Ministry of Education has been working diligently to update their, they have a very extensive document to talk about gender identity and the diversity in gender and sexual orientation. And I'm pleased to say that they had it translated en français also. And so teachers have access. This is the ministry, all three school divisions, you know, whether it's public, Catholic or Francis Square school divisions have access to this. But again, sometimes they just need a little help from us, from PFLAG, just to help them remind them that it's available and and give them ideas how to best use it.
Mm. That's such an important resource called Deepening the Discussion.
Yeah.
And if you just Google that, it usually pops right up, Deepening the Discussion, plus SASC or plus Ministry of Education. It's a really wonderful mm-hmm. and much appreciated resource mm-hmm. in our community.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And the ministry is working on inclusiveness in the school a lot too.